Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Retro Gamers Podcast, episode number 370. Larry here, and I am on my own this week. Anthony's unavailable. He's at a wedding, actually, this weekend. So he was unavailable to record. So that gives me an opportunity to get up close and personal with all you guys and gals listening out there in podcast world. Also, for those on Spotify, or at least who watch on Spotify, and for those on YouTube, this is going to be an audio-only episode. My forte, more with the audio. I enjoy just doing the audio. I don't know, it's just always been me. I mean, don't get me wrong, I enjoy doing the video portion of the podcast, and we're going to be doing, myself and Anthony, we're going to be doing a lot more with the video portion of the podcast. But when it's just me, you really want to stare at me for like a half hour? I don't. I got to look in the mirror every morning. Even though things are getting better. Again, another quick update. This is not a health podcast, but it's another quick update. Things are going really good. I am down like 40 pounds. Possibly maybe even more, depending on what my max, what I topped out at any point in my life. So things are going really good, and hopefully they will continue to be doing good. And actually, that also will help me do more video portions of the podcast, because I was not happy with myself with a lot of those videos that we've done. Even the static ones of just with the camera right there, just staring at me. I was never happy with that. Never happy with myself on video. Audio, I'll do this all day, every day. But we're getting there. Quick programming note, not even programming note, but just let everyone know this Saturday, this coming Saturday, May 4th. Oh, May the 4th. I didn't even realize we were doing that on May 4th. So there's going to be a lot of Star Wars stuff out there. For two people who aren't huge Star Wars fans, that might not work out. But in any event, we will be at the Saratoga Comic Con this Saturday, May 4th, at the Saratoga Springs City Center over there in Saratoga Springs, New York. We don't have a table. We're paid entrance into the show. So we're just going to be walking around like everybody else, checking out the tables, seeing what they have going on, and looking forward to it. Should be fun. Again, the Saratoga Comic Con. If you see us and you want to run into us, and you want to say hi, well, don't run into us. That'd just be rude. But if you want to come by and say hello while we're walking, we'd be more than happy to say hello. We love meeting people who listen to the show. Especially being up there for the first time. I've actually never been in that part of New York, Saratoga Springs. So that's going to be my first time up there. And it should be a good time, Saratoga Comic Con. So we're looking forward to it. Again, we'll be there. Check it out. You can get your tickets at SaratogaComicCon.com. The reason why we say this now and not necessarily from before is because we basically decided on this very last minute, that I was going to head up to visit Anthony, who's not far from Saratoga, and, figure hit up this, Comic Con. There is going to be, looks like there's a Smash Brothers tournament that's going to be happening there. So that's pretty cool. I'm actually looking at the website right now. And there's something else going on. What is this? FAE. The game where you are the monster. I guess it's called Fae. Come play free demos all weekend. What is this? Fae is a tabletop RPG like no other. I'm just quoting the website. Where monsters lurk in a world of humans in the shadows. Play the monster. That's kind of cool. All right, that's interesting. You know what? Wait a minute. Let's see. Who else is going to be here? Celebrities galore. Oh, they got prices too. Thank goodness. You know, I hate going to these conventions sometimes. And unfortunately, you go in there. Like, I've gone there to, ready to go with a DVD or a video game or something to get signed and autographed. And then when I get there, I'm like, oh, you're that much money? You should not be, at all, that expensive, but at least I can prepare in advance. But we got some people going to be there. We got David Hayter, Did a lot of Metal Gear Solid. Looks like he plays Snake in the Metal Gear series. Quentin Flynn, excuse me. A couple others who I don't think I should mention here due to their history. Whatever. Jenna Jameson is going to be there. That's going to be interesting. Who else? Flipping through here. We got some cosplayers. More anime people. Names I can't necessarily pronounce. All right, we got a good... one of the Red Rangers, Rory Travis, is going to be there. Looks like he's from Beast Morphers. A few Power Rangers. A couple Power Rangers are going to be there. All right, this looks like a fun show. Well, in any event, so we're going to be there at the Saratoga Comic Con. Come check us out. This weekend, what did I have happening this weekend? I went out to the arcade this weekend over there. The Game On Retro Arcade over at the... Smith Haven Mall or Lake Grove Mall. I don't know if it's officially called the Smith Haven Mall or the Lake Grove Mall. I feel like Lake Grove. I'm thinking of something else. Every time it's over in Smithtown. It's the Smith Haven Mall in Lake Grove, New York. Smithtown has nothing to do with it, apparently. Okay. So I've been getting it wrong this whole time. So that's my bad. but I went to the Smith Haven Mall, went to the Retro Arcade, of course, had a blast there, as always. Tristan doing an amazing job with those local arcades we have out here on Long Island. One in Lake Grove, New York, one in Riverhead, all the way out east in Riverhead. And I went out, went with Mario, who's been on the show before, and his two daughters. And my kind of sole purpose... because he had just put in a real Ghostbusters arcade machine. And I've only played this machine once. I played it in the, which one? It was Barcade. It was the one in the city. It might have been St. Mark's. It was the one like 20 blocks from the Garden, which I feel like is not St. Mark's for those in the area. Which one is it? No, I guess it is St. Mark's. Wait, no. Hold on, which one is it? It's not the Williamsburg. Yeah, because that's St. Mark's. And then... the Garden is... somewhere... that I can't find now. Where's the Garden on Manhattan Island? MSG is like in the middle of the city. That's weird. Oh, here we go. I think it's just called the New York one. Okay. The New York portion. There we go. Yes, I think we're over there. There's Madison Square Garden. Okay. Why did it take me forever to find this one? The New York. The only time I've ever played this arcade game was at the New York Barcade location, the one in New York City, like, I don't know, 20 blocks or so from Madison Square Garden. It's a great arcade game. One I never remember seeing growing up. Not in the local arcades that I had, me and Anthony had, growing up in Brooklyn. And a game that... I've never really had a chance to play on Meme as well. Mame as well. It's a great kind of, I guess you would say, I mean, for those, most of you, I'm sure have seen it. I mean, if you're listening to a podcast called The Retro Gamers Podcast, I feel like you have a very good history with games. But it's a four-player cabinet based on the cartoon, an excellent cartoon, might I add. And it's a top-down, basically almost like a top-down shooter in the vein of like Gunsmoke and Ikari Warrior, you know, kind of like that. So much fun to play. I mean, it is just so much fun to play. So when I saw that Tristan posted it on the Instagram feed, Game On Miller Place and Game On Retro Arcade, I'm like, okay, I'm not really doing much. Let's head out and play. So, you know, I invited Mario, invited his daughters. And played a ton of games did not play the real Ghostbusters. The one game I wanted to play, I completely did not. And a little upset at that. I mean, I'll be back. Don't get me wrong. I'll absolutely be back there. And hopefully he'll still have it when we get there. But there was a game that I did play. And I think it goes by many, many different names. But this arcade, it's called Bishibashi Channel. Or Bishibashi. Bishibashi. It's a four-player arcade. Huge. Not giant. I've seen bigger. But a big arcade machine. Four players. It plays, the only way I can compare it, at first I compared it to Mario Party, but when I did play it, it's more like the WarioWare series, like those micro mini games. You have three buttons. You have a red button, a blue button, and then like a giant green button that spins. So it does multiple things. You can press it, you can spin it. And when you play this game, it gives you like a 4-second instruction on how to play these mini games. Either tap really fast, spin the wheel. You know, one of the games was a dung beetle game where we had to, as a dung beetle, push the poop up past the checkered flag. So, you know, I mean, straight out of Japan from Konami, Bishibashi. Game's phenomenal. The game is so much fun to play. If you happen to come across this game in a local arcade, because I don't think MAME would do it justice. But you definitely got to play it. We had a lot of fun playing that. Some of the games, like one of the ones was, again, you had the three colors, and you had, and each one of your section had to do it. Three gentlemen dressed in those different colors, and you had to press the button whenever they bowed. There was another one where you have to catch a dropping cell phone. So a lot of cool, wacky stuff. But, you know, did not get a chance to play the real Ghostbusters, so I was a little upset at that. Like I said, hopefully he leaves it there for a little while. I mean, if he moves it to Riverhead, gives me a good excuse to head out there to Riverhead. So, but then after the arcade, well, what else did I play there? I played some Strikers 1945 Plus. Great game. Love those. As you know me, I love those shoot 'em ups. Played my hand at he's got like a great like retro section, of course, like with all the Pac-Mans, Gyrus, all those games. So, you know, I had a good time at the arcade. And then we swung by the Smithtown location, the Smithtown store. And I picked up just one game, one lonely game I picked up, but a worthy game. Adding to my Neo Geo Pocket collection, I picked up Pac-Man. Why not? I mean, you know, as true and tested to time as it can be, you really can't mess up Pac-Man from everywhere, from the Game Boy, you know, all the way up to the Switch and everywhere in between. There's never been a bad version of Game Boy. And I only have two games for the Neo Geo Pocket. Sonic Adventure Pocket. Where are they? I just moved them. Here they are. Sonic Pocket Adventure, excuse me, and Puzzle Bobble Mini. So those were the only two Neo Geo Pocket games I had. Now I have a third one with Pac-Man. Plays beautifully on my analog pocket. I did have to clean it a little bit, but as you do when you buy games used from anywhere, luckily I got the tools. So I was able to pop open the little cart, get that Brasso working. Got a little bit of elbow grease happening there. So I got that all nice and shiny, and then it started working. Mwah, chef's kiss, like a charm. So I'm happy to get that. I have actually some stuff coming in, which I will show off officially once it does show up. I got one game coming in for actually the PC Engine CD. And then one accessory, I guess you can call it, for the analog pocket. That one I'll show off when, I can explain it, because I'm not showing anything here anyway. It's only audio. I bought it from eBay UK. There's a analog group, analog pocket group, and analog in general group. I'm on with Facebook, a couple groups. And one gen, when it comes in, I'll give the, because I want to show it off, and I'll give the credit and everything like that. But there was a gentleman who made this amazing docking station, if you will, for the Analog Pocket. It in itself is just 3D printed. It doesn't hook up, like it's not plugged in or anything like that. But there's a spot. What I love about it is not only is there a spot for the Analog Pocket dock, but then he also made four spots to store the adapters. And that's what I truly love. The Game Gear adapter, the Neo Geo Pocket adapter, the Lynx adapter, and the TurboGrafx Express adapter. So those four just sit perfectly right next to the dock. And what's even better, this is how you know someone's paying attention, and this guy definitely is paying attention. He also prints dust covers for the adapter. So while they're sitting there, you have the dust cover on top of it, to protect it from dust, duh, right? So when I saw it, I had to purchase it. Of course, it's 3D printed and basically printed on demand. You can have any colors you want, any combination, I guess, of colors. I went, of course, with straight black because that's the pocket I have, and then one I'll be using. So I picked that up. So that's going to be coming over from England. The Neo Geo Pocket, no, excuse me, the PC Engine CD game is coming from Canada, I think it's coming from BC, actually, so it's working its way across. So I'm going to have some of those to show off, and then hopefully, when I go to the Saratoga Comic Con, that'll have some cool stuff I'll be able to pick up from there, so that'll be kind of cool. Other than that, with me right now with gaming, Game of the Week, whenever one of us is not here, we skip Game of the Week, so... that's what I'll talk about. So, but with Game of the Week, which is Krusty's Funhouse, we're going to give you another week with that. When Anthony's back next week, that's when we'll deep dive into Krusty's Funhouse, and that's when we'll post the gameplay on Thursday. And that's a note with our Game of the Week gameplay. Those are going to be moving to 7 p.m. Eastern. The premieres will be every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. With those game premieres. And the last 2 weeks, I have had a dandy with those premieres. They have not been kind to me. I don't know what I did wrong to upset the YouTube gods, but apparently I did something wrong. So I'll go back. So I did the last 2 weeks. I did pro wrestling. No, my game play was pro wrestling. That was my pick. But also when Anthony picked, or when it was randomly chosen, for Mario Kart Wii, Anthony actually, full disclosure, had some trouble with his Wii U. He was playing with his Wii U. It wasn't working. The wires weren't working properly. So I recorded. So that was my gameplay, which is fine. So I record pro wrestling. I record Mario Kart Wii U. Now, these are a week apart from each other. And what I use to record, I actually use a great company, Genki, G-E-N-K-I. They put out a few peripherals, a few capture devices for gaming. The one I use, they're called Shadowcast. One's like a small HDMI dongle that you can plug into the back of whatever system you want to capture and then run the other parts of the computer. I purchased the Shadowcast Pro 2, which actually has its own built-in, I don't even know what you call it. There's an HDMI in and an HDMI out. So it has its own pass-through, where before I had to buy a splitter so I can play. So that Shadowcast Pro 2, I love. And I started using OBS. Anthony uses OBS a lot. I've never really used, I'm not good, as you can tell, because this is audio only, I'm not good with video. I'm getting there. I'm good. I've been editing the YouTube episodes for a while now, which I'm having fun with, and hopefully you're enjoying them as well. But as you can see, there's no heavy edits whatsoever. I know how to cut. I know how to add videos. I know how to add photos, and I just started adding text graphics recently. So I'm not. I'm still very much a novice, but enough to be able to get the episode out. But I wanted to start being able to use OBS because eventually, you know, we want to start doing live streaming again with gameplay and stuff. And really, from what I understand, OBS is one of the better, if not best, programs to use for capturing video. So I record pro wrestling through this, through OBS. The Shadowcast hooks right up to it. No issues. I learned how to set it up. I realized, you know, how to set up the, I think they call them scenes or something like that, if I remember correctly. So, set that all up. All right, ready to go. Now I'm recording pro wrestling. And I recorded about an hour's worth of pro wrestling. Now, when we talked on the podcast, to beat the game, if you went undefeated, you needed to win 16 matches, 5 to win the first belt, and then 10 defenses of the belt, and then Great Puma. So 5, 10, 15, 16. Yeah, so 16 total. Needless to say, I did not get to Great Puma. I did not get to Great Puma. Did I say King Puma? I'm going to say Great Puma. If I say King Puma, never mind. Great Puma. But, you know, I kept losing and everything. And so is what it is. I got the recording. Set up the premiere. You know, I set it up days in advance. Set it up. Good to go. I'm in the chat. We're premiering. Premiere's going good. Everything sounds good. I, you know, could raise the volume a little bit on the thing, but it was a learning process. But as I'm watching it, I'm like, I hear something. I hear something in the background, but I can't put my finger on what it is. There's just like something back there that's not the music of the game or any of the sound effects. And then I think to myself, wait a minute, are those the button inputs? Is that me smashing the control pad, the NES control pad? Because I really heard it. I definitely heard it, you know, during like lockups when I go to like to try and do a reversal or something like that, or when I desperately try and do the dive to the outside of the ring, which I still haven't officially mastered, but I think I now have an idea of it. So I'm like, that can't be me. Then I heard myself actually start talking on the video. I kind of started mumbling to myself because it was just me here. And I, not that I said anything vulgar or anything, but you know, you just hear me going, oh, you know, something to do with a suplex. I was having trouble pulling off a suplex because whoever I was going up against kept reversing them. So I'm like, oh, I somehow recorded myself. But then I remembered I actually took a phone call while playing the game. So I was like, uh-oh, now I have to stop. So I had to stop the premiere. I had to delete the video in mid-premiere, not even mid-premiere, just started. Because, you know, that was a private conversation. Again, nothing bad, but it was a private conversation. And there was no way for me to edit out that audio part. So unfortunately, that's lost to the masses. So that one was done for. Then I'm like, okay, I made a mistake. First time using it, you know, first time using OBS. It's fine. I tried, whatever. Then I recorded Mario Kart Wii. And what I was going to do was I was going to start like fresh. So I was going to create a whole new driver's license, as they call them, a license. And then after I created it, I'm like, you know what? Let me just work off of my license. You know, I just wanted to show two sets of tracks, like an original track from Mario Kart Wii and then one of the classic tracks that they did. So it was what, Mushroom Cup and I forgot what the other one was that I did, you know, but in any event. And also, again, truth be told, when I start recording, you know, I start recording from the beginning, like when I boot the system up, I'm playing around a little bit to get to the game and then it starts. So I would go to edit that part out. So edit it all up. Okay, do what I have to do. Made sure I am not, that my microphone was muted, which it was, when I was playing. So that's fine. So then the premiere starts and I'm in the premiere. You know, I'm in the chat because me and Anthony are usually in the chat when the premiere goes. And the video starts up with me kind of navigating around the Wii menu. Well, the Wii menu from the Wii U. I was like, you have got to be kidding me. I again uploaded the wrong video. And there I go into the game. You see me create a brand new license. and then like change my mind. And then you see me go out the other way, like reset the game and then go in and then play how I play, which I didn't want to show, you know, and I didn't want to show for no other reason than just wanted to make it a clean video. It's not that I was hiding anything, obviously, just wanted to make it a clean video. But like, ugh. But that was the only issue was in the beginning. Oh, then at the end, because then, you know, whatever I did at the end, reset the game and then turn the system off or whatever. So I'm like, all right, but I'll leave this one up. But I realized then that I clearly uploaded the wrong video. Okay, no problem. So I figured I'd upload a new one, which is up there right now. I uploaded the new one. Once the new one uploaded, which was the edited version with the front and back, hopefully I think the back. The end part was trimmed off as well, and the front was trimmed. And I put that up, and I deleted the premiered one. All right, whatever. And, of course, again, though, I uploaded the wrong one, and it still had, even though the beginning, and I'm pretty sure the end were trimmed, I did not trim out the very beginning part when I started creating the new license, and then I back out. So the last couple weeks, again, I know these are minute details. Trust me, something to talk about got me through this episode. But just stuff that I found funny because I kept just error after error after error. God only knows what's going to happen when I post Krusty's Funhouse because I got another week to do it. But hopefully I'll have that one nice and looking spiffy. And hopefully no issues moving forward. Especially when I post these things days in advance. Like, I schedule them days in advance, but whatever. But that's been my week, my 2 weeks with video editing, which is why, again, this is audio only. And other than that, really nothing much else going on. Haven't picked up anything else. Haven't played much this week. Futzed around a little bit with my Atari 400 Mini. I did load it up with some games. Very simple to do, and they load right up. Couple of the games, though, I think either I just downloaded for the wrong system, or they might have been corrupt, so I just got to fix some of it. But I'm having fun with the Atari 400 Mini. Otherwise, other than that, I really haven't been playing much else. I got to get back to games. I got to get back to Contra OG. I got to get back to, what else was I playing? My inner turmoil of whether or not to restart Metroid Prime, whether I restart the remastered version on Switch or go OG. Do I even have? I might not have the original GameCube version anymore. No, I don't. Do I? No, I don't. But I do have it on the Wii, on Metroid Prime Trilogy, so I could use that if anything. I put in like almost 20, that was my chair. I put in like almost 20 hours of that game. I don't know if I want to restart it. So I'll see. I'll give it a little bit more time. But otherwise that's pretty much about it. Just wanted to drop something this week, while we prepare for Anthony to come back next week and we do an episode. I don't know what kind of episode it's going to be. I don't know if we're going to do it from the Comic-Con, before, after. We might have some people with us. We might not. Don't know. I'm just a visitor. Anthony's going to be the host. So we'll see what happens. But with that being said, I think I'll just wrap this up just to get something down for you guys and gals to listen to. Remember, folks, catch us everywhere on social media. You can find us on Facebook.com/RetroGamersPodcast, on Instagram at RetroGamersPodcast, on X at RetroGamersPod. You can watch us on Spotify and YouTube. Search RetroGamersPodcast. Hit the bell, subscribe, like, share, comment. You can email us, email@theretrogamers.com. We love interacting with all of you. And, you know, definitely keep hitting us up. We have a lot of things planned for this year, for 2024, that hopefully will come to fruition, but we'll see what happens. But with that being said, we will catch you hopefully next week from the Saratoga Comic Con if you're there. If not, we'll catch you everywhere next week right here on the Retro Gamers Podcast.